say that balance is an illusion. Most brilliant people are very imbalanced,
sure.
Very irregular. They focus on a particular thing. And I think that's the price of multi-giftedness. And we can't run away from that. Jesus says that, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. I always like to make reference to this whole concept of multi-giftedness to the coat of many colors. That God has given you so much. We can even bring it back to the New Testament, talk about, you know, the story of the talents. And I think, okay, maybe let me just break it down in this way that we need to understand that balance should not necessarily be defined according to how things are at the moment. But at times, let's look at it in the totality of your life. So in a particular season, I was a worship leader. In a particular season, I'm an author. In a particular season, I'm a this, I'm that, and that. So I think what we need is to be faithful in the season. Some of us miss out on seasons. And ultimately, life will be the sum total of different types of seasons. And many of us are chasing seasons. In moments where we really should be reaping, you know, we'll find that, okay, you missed out on this moment. But one thing that I can tell you that you look at the life of Joseph. When he was at home, he was a dreamer. When he gets to Potiphar's house, he's no longer a dreamer there. He's in charge of the household. Prison, now things somewhat change. He's now an interpreter of dreams. And it's, you know, just differences. And then when he now becomes prime minister, now he's in charge of the food distribution. He's in charge of the entire economy. So I think even this whole thing of like, main thing, I think, look, don't miss out on the season. Life will often call out different facets of who you are. To a person with five talents, God wants five. But I think, you know what, as I've said, ultimately it's about the season that you're in. Be faithful in those moments.